So I'm curious if you'd be willing to share a story from your life sometime that was perhaps really challenging when your authenticity was challenged. You maybe just didn't know what to do. And I'd love to have you take us right in there. Tell us what it looked like on the outside, how you felt internally, what you did next, and what you learned.
Cool. So this is a story that I told for the first time, actually, when we were in Israel together my cohort. So I'll start. So when, for the people that aren't aware, we have to bring these artifacts to the trip. And so I brought this Uniball pen and I showed everyone the pen. And that was a special artifact in my life because in seventh grade, I remember on Valentine's Day, everybody was getting like their secret Valentine cards of the people that had secret crushes on them. And I had my envelope and I opened it up and there was like a Uniball pen in it instead. And I broke down crying.
But those have such good ink flow.
What?
They have such good ink flow. I love those pens.
They're great pens. Yeah, I think I brought one. But because I was known my whole life as the Uniballer, because there was a rumor that I had one testicle.
What?
And so when I was in the story, it all started because when I was in second grade, I had a hernia and I didn't quite know what it was. And I came back after a couple days in the hospital, I think, and I had this like little teddy bear gauze pad or something, and I was showing off to my friends. And I remember this one dude, Peter McCarthy, was like, "Oh my God, what happened to you? Did you lose one of your balls?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think so. I think I did." And the next thing I know, like, that became like what I was known for. And cut to like, as we were getting older, as I started like dating people, girls were like, "Oh my God, why are you hanging out with the Uniballer?" As I actually started dating, they would say, you know, like, "Is it true?" for like the girls that I was dating. And I remember with my friends, it was like the joke, and it wasn't true. So I would often try to like prove that it wasn't true, and like would threaten to like show everyone in like elementary school or middle school that like I had both of my balls.
You're like, "I have three balls."
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was embarrassed and couldn't really do that. And it got to a point, I remember even high school, where like I did like show my friends, and they were like, "Well, there's like that scar down the center, which is, you know, something that we just develop with." And they're like, "So it could be like an implant." And so still like this kind of fake news, you could say, like continued throughout my whole life. And it wasn't only until I went to college, where nobody knew that history about me, that I realized that story, it no longer had like an impact on my life. And so, as I grew up and as I look back now, I realize that I was basically like ostracized. And that's why when I got this Uniball pen, it was kind of like bullying. Just one example of being bullied as I was growing up for something that simply wasn't true, that I felt like I couldn't really prove. And so from that, I kind of made this decision that I didn't ever want anyone else to feel that way that I felt. And so I, as you know, we'll probably talk about with Brick and everything else, like I really, if I were to have like a why, it would be to make other people feel included and not be ostracized or kind of wronged in various ways. And so that like funny anecdotal story is kind of something I'll always have that I think has been awesome. So I thank my second grade friend, Peter McCarthy, now for starting that rumor.
Wow.